We all know what Robert Mugabe has done to the foreign policy of this country. We all know what happened in 2003 when he unilaterally pulled out Zimbabwe from the Commonwealth of Nations. We all know what he said a few weeks ago in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, at the last summit of the African Union, where he actually was threatening to persuade other fellow African leaders to pull out and block from the United Nations. I mean, this is the kind of leader you are talking about. You are talking here with respect about a renegade leader who literally is running amok,
fine.
So to say.
Fine,
because we are saying,
fine.
Look,
but
if Zimbabwe is not a pariah
state. Can I also intervene now?
No,
I
still have the floor, Gibbs.
Mr. Churuman, give him a few seconds. Just a few seconds.
No. But then if you say you still have the floor,
I think I still have the floor, don't I?
Intervene.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Churuman, Mr. Igudu, just some few seconds. We'll give him 30 seconds. Go ahead.
The reason why Zimbabwe is a pariah state is because of the exclusionist and the fact
the
foreign policy.
Okay, let's do this, gentlemen. Let's do this. Mr. Churuman, continue for 30 seconds, and then we'll go back to Mr. Gudu.
Mr. Gudu is right when he says President Mugabe was asking other, you know, African states to do away with the United Nations. Because at the end of the day, it is only Africa that is pandering to the whims of the United Nations and nothing else. For example, the issue of Security Council. No African country has got the vote, you know, but it is only these, you know, the so-called superpower countries. Yet this is called the United Nations Council. And
what do you even smoke,
comrade? On the receiving end.
Mm.
So, Gudu can go ahead.
Yes, 30 seconds again, Mr. Gudu.
Look, the issue of pulling out of the United Nations is one of the usual absurd statements that we periodically hear from President Mugabe. We all know that African countries are in agreement that there is need to reform the Security Council. That is beyond debate. But if we are talking of a gross absurdity of suggesting a total pullout of all the 54 African nations from the United Nations, then that is madness with respect. We are saying if Mugabe has run down Zimbabwe as he has done, he now wants all other African countries to be run down the way that he has run down Zimbabwe. The good thing about Africa is that we have progressive leaders in other African countries, and they will just laugh off those kind of crazy suggestions. And I can assure you that the AU will not agree to move out of the United Nations, because that they know that is an absurdity, and they know that is a joke that is not even funny.
Now, how effective are these sanctions, Mr. Churuman?
It is not a secret that the United States is controlling all the financial institutions in the world, and they usually tell their executives in those respective financial institutions to vote against Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, these sanctions are very effective. But now it only requires and demands Africans, black as we are in Zimbabwe, to pull together as a nation and definitely will beat these sanctions. The same applies like during the liberation struggle. No one, you know, besides us, who liberated ourselves. So this is the calling President Mugabe is doing, or anyone who has got to this country at heart.
Mr. Kutu, are these sanctions doing whatever they're supposed to do?
Look, we're talking here of restrictive traveling measures. They apply to Mr. Mugabe, his wife, and a few other ZANU-PF, zealots. So, of course, on a personal level, I know they love going to Manhattan in New York to go shopping. They love to go to Disneyland. They love to spend money, ill-gotten money, in Las Vegas, in the U.S. And on a personal level, I know they are very, very hurt. But you are saying 90% of Zimbabweans are living in abject poverty and destitution thanks to Mugabe's ruinous economic policies. He has reduced a country that used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa into a basket case, where we have 3 million people facing starvation, thanks again to Mugabe's ruin and so-called land reform. So we are simply saying the chickens have come home to roost. He says he's looking east. So why should he be bothered about traveling to New York, to Las Vegas, to Washington, D.C., to Chicago? He can go to Shanghai. He can go to Beijing. He can go to Hong Kong. After all, he has been talking about the lookist policy. Why should he be bothered?
There you are, Mr. Churuman.
As you know, Mr. Gudu is the spokesperson for MDC. Of course, he's, you know, talking for his supper. So for one to come out blazing all guns to say that, no, look, these sanctions are targeted sanctions, I think this is, you know, hogwash.
Your conclusion now, Mr. Gudu, your last word.
My last word is that, look, for up until such a time that Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF regime reform, then they deserve what is coming to them. If they continue to behave like a bull in a china shop, like what they are doing, then they cannot expect to be treated with kid gloves. All we are saying is it's up to the United States to craft its own foreign policy. If they find it fit as the United States government to impose travel restrictions on Robert Mugabe, so be it. We are really not bothered. But we are saying let Robert Mugabe and the ZANU-PF regime fix the economy. Let them obey the constitution. Allow the people of Zimbabwe to exercise their constitutional rights, right? Freedom of expression, freedom of association. Right now, we are like in a prison. We cannot even have a demonstration in this country. Just a few weeks ago, war veterans were descended upon, you know, using brute force, tear gas, and all that baton stick. So we are living in a country that is a virtual police state. Robert Mugabe is simply getting what I believe is us. And since he has said he's looking east, why should he be bothered? He should forget about the United States and think about China, Hong Kong, Singapore.
You have the last word, Mr. Chirumazu.
No one in Zimbabwe questioned the move by the United States of America on extending those sanctions. Who cares? We don't care. But we are going to solve our problems the way we think. It best suits Zimbabwe. And I can assure you, it is only in Africa where all the resources are now in charge of the indigenous people, and it is Zimbabwe. And I can assure you, definitely, we will come out from the woods. Watch out this space.